Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Super Podcast Audio Commentary Edition. I'm your host, Super Marcy, and joining me for this commentary is the one, the only, Sean Clancy. Hi!
Heyo!
Hi! How's it going?
How much? I'm peachy.
Peachy?
Yeah.
Could you eat a peach for hours?
Oh, yeah.
Even though that quote has nothing to do with the movie we're going to watch today, I'll let our audience know that this is a special commentary to celebrate February, and February has Valentine's Day, and because I think it's the most bullshit holiday celebration ever, we're doing a commentary to a movie that makes so much sense to watch on Valentine's Day. At least to me, it does. Because this is a movie about a man and his long-lost twin brother. And it's not romantic in the slightest.
There is one scene of romance on a boat.
I was thinking about the romantic scene in Spandex.
Yes.
Which might give me nightmares again. And
I'm having them right now, actually.
Yeah. And the movie in question is Double Impact, which sounds like a porno title. Especially if I say we're having a double impact with Van Damme. Awkward silence.
I like it.
this marks...
Yeah, that's... Oh, boy.
Getting back to some normalcy, not really. This marks our second commentary because we did the Christmas Vacation for Christmas time. So we're continuing the tradition for February's thing with this. And this is actually my first Van Damme-related commentary. So I'm very excited to be having a double impact with you and Van Damme for the commentary.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, I feel like I should be doing this without pants on. But
wait, we're supposed to wear pants?
Oh, you took them off? I should take mine off. I don't know why I put them on to begin with.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, all right, pants off.
All right. I should wear spandex pants, actually.
Yeah, where are my spandex? I've been practicing my splits, so I should put my spandex on and do the splits.
Yeah, I'll probably tear my sack in half if I try to split.
Thanks for that visual.
Well, just throwing it out there.
Well, I don't think I have any chance of splitting anything, considering how I am built as a lady.
God for that.
Wow. The last podcast had an ending with me talking about cock, and this one has us talking about this. Very interesting combination here. Alrighty then. For our listeners, who there are going to be listeners out there, you're welcome for that awesome conversation. The rules of the commentary are as follows. You can either listen to this while you watch the movie, or you can just listen to it without the movie, but I recommend the visual, unless you just want to visualize us without pants on. That's up to the listener.
Now we have no listeners.
Yeah. I think we just gained, like, a million listeners. Oh, yeah.
Could be.
Mm.
You go either way.
Yeah. If you do intend to watch the movie, you grab your DVD, you put it in, and when we start, you press play. That way it's synced up so you can hear us and watch the movie and have the awesome visual of Van Damme in spandex through the whole thing. And I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited. All right, now we're going to try and stay synced up, but we'll see how well that goes. having a commentary and being synced up with my guest has always been an hilarious issue, so we'll see how we go.
Wait, I'm already at the end fight. I thought we were doing this like an hour.
Yeah. You've just been sitting here, like, watching me for an hour.
Right.
Mm. That was interesting. All right. You all ready to go? I am. Press play? Wow. I can't say anything without it sounding like an innuendo.
I didn't catch that innuendo.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't.
Should we rewind and do it again?
No.
Okay.
All right. So for me and you and for those listening, we'll start the movie. Are you ready? You have your finger ready to press play?
It is on the button.
All right. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and play. Mine's starting, hopefully.
Wait, hopefully.
Hmm. I see a blank screen. Now I see the lion. He's growling.
Oh, damn it.
What?
All right, let me know when you get the Stone Group Pictures.
Stone Group Pictures.
All right.
Jean-Claude Van Damme with his name in white outline.
Oh, and it was double named. It double named, like it came together. Like,
oh, it double damned. A film by Shelton Leitich. Leitich? They've done a lot of work together.
Double is back.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting double impacted right now.
Well, you're not too noisy about it, so that's good.
Oh, such a good double impact. My favorite aspect of this movie is that it has Bolo Young, because he's awesome.
It has what?
I said it has Bolo Young, and he's awesome.
It does, yeah.
And you know what? He totally played himself in Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
Which is another sexual innuendo title. Now, I'm not sure that this entire, like, setup makes any sense for this movie. Like, there's the Van Damme twins if they were babies, or as they're babies, not if they're babies. Clearly they're babies. Representing Van Damme, and I'm sure he didn't look anything like that as a baby.
And they're both blonde.
Yeah, because he's totally a blonde. But, like, his parents are supposed to be what exactly? I can't remember. Hey, look, that guy's name's Nigel.
Weren't they, like, businessmen or something like that?
There's something that killing them off does something, and then they figured they were going to kill the kids or whatever. I don't know.
And then you've got Jeffrey Lewis with his mustache.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Jeffrey Lewis has dished him out.
Why do his parents look like presidential couple?
Yeah, I don't know. She looks like Jackie Onassis.
Yeah, exactly. Is that intentional?
I don't know.
This is a terrible accent.
This is...
I can understand script problems because it was written by Van Damme or co-written by Van Damme.
Yeah, well, when anything's written by Van Damme, it's not going to have any good dialects or accents because Van Damme is just terrible.
He's the man. That's why I love him so much. No one else does. I have to pick up the slack.
True.
I love this scene. It's like, no, don't follow us home. Nothing's going to happen. The second he leaves, the bad guys show up. Like, you couldn't write that any more, I don't know, better, stupider.
Oh, I love this background.
Does it look so ridiculous?
Yep, right there.
I'm so really driving.
God, it looks terrible.
It does. It does not look realistic whatsoever.
I love the 90s.
Yeah, especially the early 90s, because we're just coming off the 80s.
Yeah, and it's still just kind of garbage, like.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
Catch you later.
Hey, that guy ran a red light.
Oh my God.
Wait, wasn't it like just daytime outside when they did the exterior shot? It looked like, yeah, it's like.
I think it like changed. Dusk. Did it change?
Now it's pitch black out. Now it's dusk.
Pitch black. We don't know what pitch time black. Of day it is or night. We don't care.
What is going on here? Oh, and somehow he's back in like fucking Shanghai or wherever he's at.
Aren't they in Hong Kong?
Oh.
I wasn't paying attention. I figured the British in the 90s, early 90s would have been in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the couple gets followed as soon as the other dude leaves them. What the hell are the babies wearing? It looks like they're wearing cooking cloths. There's Bolo. He's such a badass. Look at him. I got my gun. Oh my God. I'm going to shoot you. I think this is meant to be shocking because you're, like, trying to kill people with babies in the car. But I don't understand. Well, are they killing them to gain their money?
I think so.
Like, are they meant to be partners in something? Because that never made any sense. How does he get ripped up? Sorry. The guy's jacket is all, like, torn to pieces and he's been shot, like, once. Doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
Yeah. God, this has the worst death scenes ever.
Wait till you watch...
When did he get shot in the leg?
Wait till you watch Enter the Ninja and see how people die in that movie.
Oh, boy.
You would love every second of it. And she gets shot, like, somewhere where if you get shot, you're not going to, like, die from. But he shoots her again because he's not an idiot.
Right.
But, like, Bolo's so badass, he wouldn't need to use a gun.
No, he would just look at her.
He's that much of a badass. And how does the dude, I forgot his name already, know to follow them back? How did he work it out? Did he see something? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, how would he know where to go?
Like, did he realize something was wrong?
He's like James Bond.
With a mustache.
Yeah. Mustache and very grouchy.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have the accessories of Bond. Because if he did, his car would be a transformer. And see, this is weird. Yeah. Is the lady in the back supposed to be in on it with them? Like, she steals one of the babies. Like, she takes one and then leaves one.
Right.
That's just weird.
Well, I think, I don't know, like...
Ooh, shot in the face.
I don't know, maybe she can only carry one because she's got tiny little arms.
Totally. I love how Bolo's just like, you know what? You shot my eye out and I'm still fine.
Yeah.
You can shoot him in the face and he's fine.
He's like the Michael Myers of this movie.
Totally.
He got shot with a fucking magnum.
Yeah, how do you bounce back from that? It doesn't matter, he's Bolo Young. I mean, he is a badass because he was, like, good buddies with Bruce Lee.
Yes, he was.
It's the Bruce Lee impact. So she just, like, takes the kid and, like, oh, well, I'm just going to drop him off at some shitty orphanage. He crawls into the orphanage. And he's going to escape on a boat? Yeah, because that's how you successfully escape Hong Kong.
Well, duh.
I'm surprised he just doesn't board a boat to go on a martial arts tournament.
This isn't Mortal Kombat.
Or Enter the Dragon. Now somehow, yeah. 25 years later, we're in Los Angeles. And they got to show you all the signs, and this is disturbing, and I can't watch this. This woman looks like a man. In her face.
Yeah, but look at those breasts.
Would anybody want Van Damme having their hands on them like that, in that outfit, doing what he's doing?
Well, she definitely shaved for the role.
Mm-hmm. I love that back then you could wear something that revealing to do your exercise in. And by that, I mean Van Damme, not the lady.
Right.
Oh, my God, he's got a camel toe. Oh, my God.
What?
He has a camel toe in that. Oh, God. My eyes have been soiled. Would you trust anybody who came to karate wearing that?
I wouldn't ever take them seriously.
And this is the reveal. Oh, look, it's the other brother. It's got to be him. Oh, yeah, because he's just going to have another guy that looks exactly like him.
Maybe he's secretly Tyler Durden.
Look at this guy in the class. He has a mullet, and he can't even do up his costume. This is a good karate class. You can just kick your students in the head.
Yeah.
That's how I'd run my karate class. Just kick my students in the head and expect them to learn.
How I'd roll.
Yeah. I love how he doesn't tell him what's going on. He's just like, we have business in Hong Kong. And he goes, business? We have a business to run here. I'm glad they cover the accent issue by saying he was raised in France, but that doesn't explain the other brother for having the exact same accent.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Am I ahead of you?
I don't know. All right, hand on the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I'm up to.
Okay.
And he's saying, trust me. And Van Damme's going, huh? And he goes, we're going to Hong Kong on Philippines Airlines. Did you see that? The plane?
No. Are you playing this like twice as fast as I am?
It is Australian. Are they on the plane? If they're not on the plane, I'll wait for you to catch up.
Nope, now we're on the plane with his fucking pink shorts.
Yeah, the worst combination outfit ever.
Early 90s.
Now they're at night in Hong Kong. In a taxi. Yes?
Okay.
Yes? Are you up to that?
Yep. Let's check it out.
We're not going to the hotel. I like how he just sets up the Van Damme's character, like, and he has no idea what's going on. Oh, wait, they're not in a taxi, they're in a van.
I think it's still a taxi, though.
Yeah. So, do you have those pink shorts in your wardrobe?
I do, actually. Two pairs.
Oh, awesome. Just in case one pair's dirty, you have a spare pair.
Right.
They're playing Mahjong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. Like, they don't explain, like, why the other brother has the exact same accent, even though he was raised in Hong Kong or whatever.
Yeah, the exact same accent, physique, everything.
Mm. Mm.
And no one has a problem with his gay-ass outfit. Hey, boss. You're looking sharp there.
Well, yeah, boss. That is the most, like, ugliest outfit you could ever wear. Some guy hands him money and he just doesn't understand why.
Fuck, I wish that would happen to me.
Here comes legs. Although she's about 10 feet tall. She has that, like, distinctive look of a woman in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's just weird how there's that distinct look.
I think it's that look that you know that she's going to get fucking naked later.
But really, if some lady come up to you in this weird place, would you go with her?
Yeah.
Because if some dude came up to me in a place like that, I would not be going with him. I don't care how good his legs were.
Oh, those socks.
They're pulled up as well.
God, this movie is so 90s.
It is.
Bright colors and Van Damme.
And he just doesn't have a problem with this lady doing what she's doing.
Well, would you?
Yes. What if she has AIDS?
Cover on her hands?
Yeah, but it's going to progress, obviously. What if she's got hand disease?
What happens in Hong Kong stays at Hong Kong.
What if she's a chick with a dick?
Well, I don't know.
See, that's why you should never go to the back room with a lady you've not said anything to, and she looks like she's from the 80s. And how come you just headbutted him? Like, you see someone who looks like you, so you're just going to headbutt them?
Well, duh.
And how do they not understand that they're, like, twins? They look exactly the same. What is with that thing on his forehead? What is that?
He's got that big bump?
Yeah. It's very selective, too. It shows up, it disappears, it shows up.
Was that from when he headbutted him?
No, look at his head.
No, I know.
But that's like something Van Damme just has. I like how they to make them look different, he has his hair slicked back and smokes a cigar. And the other one just wears the ugliest clothes ever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, we're just showing up after 25 years and this is your brother.
Yeah.
Nigel. All right, this is the explanation. All right. So, it has something to do with money. Obviously.
I got.
Oh, secret loans. That's why people had to die. I don't get it whatsoever. Oh, they weren't needed, so they just got taken out. All right. I can deal with that. But how can they, like, reclaim the money?
Well, What's that?
How can they claim money of all this after so long? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. 25 years, that's a lot of interest.
Hmm.
I don't even know what that means.
Showing them a baby picture is going to convince him that they're twins.
Yeah, because I know what the fuck I looked like when I was a baby.
Yeah.
Actually, I do, but...
Yeah, but how would they know? Because they were, like, raised separately and all that other crap. I don't know.
Oh, man. If only they weren't in Hong Kong, this would almost be like... This would almost be like Batman, except for they were babies.
Totally.
They were robbed, shot, and killed.
Hmm. Like this. Right. Take your fancy clothes and your sick underwear and get out of here. Sorry, that was a really bad Van Damme accent. And when they're on screen at the same time, it kind of goes a bit blurry. Are you at the harbor, or am I ahead of you?
Both.
Yeah, they're at the. What the fuck is he wearing now? He's even wearing a tie.
That is a hideous dress shirt.
That is disgusting. I bet you've got like 10 of those in your closet.
One in every color, actually.
Oh, very, very sexy.
What is this? Is he like trying to...
I don't know.
I can't even explain it.
I don't have any idea. I bet Van Damme was the costume department on this movie. Without question.
Yeah, Van Damme was the costume department for the Hollywood brother, and someone else was the costume director for the badass Van Damme.
Because he wouldn't have come up with those costumes. For the other brother.
No, it's impossible.
He's like, ooh, I want to wear these pink shorts.
Oh, these are on clearance at Kmart. I don't know why I made them sound Mexican.
I was going to say. I'm surprised they haven't used that excuse to explain his accent in a movie. So, what exactly is the bad Van Damme meant to be doing with these cars? Is he selling them? Like, what?
I think he stole them and then was going to trade them or something.
Because I'm looking at them going, they look kind of cheap. But then I remember, this is like 20 years ago, so yeah.
Yeah, this is 91.
Yes. I'm thinking this movie's older than it is, but I guess it just looks that dated. Oh, wait, there's goods in the boot. Marlboro, Siggy's.
Marlboro and VSOP Cognac. Cognac Dutch.
I've never understood the concept of money in the fucking briefcase.
Because it's gangster, yo.
Yeah, but it's never, like, that much money is never that much money. It's always exaggerated on how it looks in the suitcase, or the briefcase.
Yeah, plus isn't, like, the Hong Kong dollar, like, not all that much?
I think it's... Well, actually, now I think it's about the same or similar to the Aussie dollar.
Yeah.
The Australian dollar is crazy with how much it's worth. At the moment. Anyway.
Oh, suitcase to the falls.
Ooh, where'd all the guns come from? Bad Van Damme should have, like, gotten his cigar and just cigarred their eyes out. That would have been cool. I'm a sadistic person, aren't I? Sick and twisted. See, Bad Van Damme is kind of badass. He just tells the guy to jump off and he jumps off.
Yeah.
Get off my board.
Without even talking to him, he just looks.
I think the best part about this movie, aside from Hollywood Van Damme's wardrobe, is his accent.
Yeah. Oh, the thrilling boat chase.
The boat chase through the waters of Hong Kong. With Van Damme and Van Damme. In Double Impact. That was my trailer voiceover.
That was good.
Do you think I have a job in the business? Ooh, what a big jump. You know, he could have, like, resold those cars because he stole the money off the other guys. But Hollywood Van Damme's just ruined it because he's got to, like, knock them off the boat.
Right.
Hmm. And, by the way...
The cars, like, immediately just jettison back.
Oh, yeah. And then he does one shot and they blow up, which is... That'll never happen, not like that.
No,
I watched.
At least Mythbusters.
Yeah, I was gonna say I saw that on Mythbusters. Got tongue tied for a second there. I'm glad I learned all my science from Mythbusters.
Yeah. They're in like the fucking ocean, and they can't just like go around two cars that are
no.
Right next to each other that are on fire.
That gives him the hood ornament. Welcome to Hong Kong. My Van Damme impressions suck today. I'm usually so good at them. Ooh! That frog just got his head cut off. But wait.
You ever had frog legs?
Ugh. I've never eaten a frog. I've never dissected a frog.
Oh, frog legs are so good.
But would animal rights people have complained about that scene? Because I think the frog was already dead.
It's the 90s.
Mom, I don't know. I'm recording right now. Hello. Go away. That's my mum interrupting as usual. Because I can't have a podcast or a commentary without mum's input.
Blooper reel.
Mm-hmm. I love how I tell her, I'm doing this, don't disturb me, and she still does. Back to the movie.
It's because she doesn't understand the mustache or the double Van Damme.
Yeah. I'm a little confused about something. This is 25 years after they were kids. That would make Van Damme in this movie younger than me... And you are right now. How does that work? Because he looks older than that.
Yeah, he looks like he's like in his mid-30s.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. I mean...
Wait, you think that would make him older than us?
Well, no. If his character is meant to be 25, that would be younger than we are right now.
Right.
But how does that work? Because we look so youthful. And he doesn't look that youthful in this movie.
Hollywood.
Because they use 30-year-olds to pay 15-year-olds.
Well, they haven't played high school students.
I know, I could go to Hollywood and play a 12-year-old.
Probably could.
Yeah.
Nice playing pants.
Is that a suede jacket, or am I just seeing things?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it is. Do they think he's the wrong brother, don't they?
Yeah.
Chad and Alex, I think. Did he just touch his hair? Oh.
Yeah, that argument works all the time.
It's not me.
My brother.
That's my twin brother. Oh, look, it's Bolo. With his fucked up face. He looks so much more evil with the scar and the white eye.
He does.
Badass. He looks like he could kill, like, your whole family with just one look.
Yeah.
He's so bad.
Yeah, this was, like, this is the first movie I ever saw with Bolo Young, so forever... And a day, like, because I'd always watch older movies after this, like Enter the Dragon, always thought that he had that scar, like, that was his actual scar.
And then you realize, no. Although it wasn't until I saw a movie called Shoot Fighter that I realized that Bolo actually can play a good guy. But in that movie, his enemy was Martin Cove, who played Sensei Kreese in The Karate Kid, so it makes sense that he could be a good guy up against him.
Yeah, because Kreese is never a good guy.
No, he's badass. Asshole. And my hero. Van Damme is so not convincing.
No.
He has no idea. And they kept that thing that was his dad's. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, if I was to get into a car full of, like, gangsters and all that, like, not thugs, but gangsters, I'd probably be pissed at myself if it was, like, a mistaken identity thing, because they'd be like, well, they've already told me everything. And yeah. They're not going to want anyone to know that I know these things.
Yeah.
So they're just going to fucking kill me.
Yeah. And Bolo Young in the front seat. Yeah, you're fucked. But that's why I would rely on my martial arts skills that were taught to me by the ghost of Bruce Lee to get me out of the situation.
And the magical turd?
Yes. The turd that can write on paper. You will soon find out the joys of no retreat, no surrender.
Oh,
I can't wait for that day. I love these suits. So fucking ugly. So he's like the brother, the Alex brother, was into some pretty fucked up shit.
Yeah, he must have.
That's what happens when you're raised in an orphanage. You turn to a life of crime. That's what movies have taught me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
and TV shows.
Like in the movie Twins, because Danny DeVito was raised in an orphanage, he was like a scam artist.
Yeah, he was.
See? It's another prime example of two people separated at birth and one turns out really bad. Well, not really bad, but he's still a criminal.
Right. And any movie that has a con man, like, it's the law that they have to be raised as an orphan.
If they had no parents. Or if they're a serial killer, they had abusive parents.
Yeah, or they were raised in a mental institution.
Something like that, yeah. Ooh, right in the gut. All these guys, like, look so terrible.
The guy with the long hair, what other movie was he in?
I have no idea.
One in the background.
Maybe he just plays background gangster number 5 in all these kinds of movies.
I want to say he was in, like, a... I want to say he was in a Jackie Chan movie.
Could be possible.
I love how that guy got kicked clearly in the balls and he's clenching his chest.
Maybe it took the wind out of him.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty convincing scar on Bolo's face.
It is.
I can understand why you might have thought it was real.
Bolo, just waving people off.
In the balls. In the chest. He's so top heavy. He was like one of the first, I think, like bodybuilders from that his area or something.
Why am I thinking of Terminator 2 right now?
Don't know. Maybe you're thinking about the NES game.
No, I'm thinking of the ending when they're the T-1000 and T-800 are just throwing each other around in the metal factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad no one could see my imitation of that.
Oh, what the hell was that guy with the long hair in? It's going to bug the shit out of me, this entire fucking podcast or commentary.
I'm not sure. You mean the guy that just put his glasses on? He's got like really long hair?
Yeah, that
that's,
guy.
That's what my hair looks like when I've just washed it. Ew. I'm not sure. Might have to try and find out. Oh, they bashed him up. What sort of a martial artist are you, Van Damme? You can't even defend yourself. Please.
Yeah, where's the other Van Damme?
Badass Van Damme.
I love how no one gives a shit. Like, this happens every day in Hong Kong.
Oh, it
like,
does.
They just drag out of a fucking
It's like
truck.
In Kickboxer in Thailand. They just, like, the brother gets paralyzed. They pick him up on a stretcher and just leave him outside in the streets while he's paralyzed. And no one fucking comes to help. Why is that funny? Because it's ridiculous. Oh, because of these Van
Damme. Oh, go ahead, Marcy.
Oh, I was going to say Van Damme's all like, oh my god, I want revenge right now.
Yeah.
And badass Van Damme's like, you got bashed up because they thought you were me.
And I have a trench coat.
I could get used to having a twin brother. Okay, that's a bad accent. Stop doing it.
Oh, God, that green screen is terrifying.
It's pretty bad, because one Van Damme's, like, glowing.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It's an awesome-looking building.
Oh, my God, what is it with sleazy 80s women? Loser.
She looks like a tramp.
That other one looks like a tranny.
That's who I was talking about, the tranny tramp.
Ew. If I was a man in the 80s, I don't think I would have been into women. They scare me with how they used to look.
I might have been.
Yes, if you're into that tranny look, I can see how that might work for you.
I'd rather not talk about that on this commentary, Marcy.
Sorry. Oh my god, look at his mobile phone. I forgot how awesome
I
they used to be.
I just saw a case for the iPhone that's like that.
Yeah. Because...
Yeah, I'm going
to
buy it.
Yeah, you want your phone to be really bulky and you can't fit it in your pocket.
Right. Hmm. Hey, is that a 1980s cell phone case for your iPhone in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
What's with this music? Da, da, da.
It's dramatic.
It is, totally.
Watch out for those sandbars.
Yeah. Oof. Excuse me. Oh my god, he's got fucking... Oh my god. He's got like his dry cleaning bag. No. He's like, whatever brand that is, suit carry bag thing.
Cause I think that was Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton.
Don't ask me why I know that.
I was going to say, how do you know that over me?
I may or may not own a purse by Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. I own a purse by Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So I just made that little reference to Johnny Cage, and I'm pretty sure everybody knows that Johnny Cage's character was based on Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. If you don't know that, then you're an idiot.
Yeah, then you should be not watching this.
Mm-hmm. It was based on his performance in Bloodsport because he's wearing the same costume. He does the splits with the ball punch.
Yes.
He's got a pigeon on his back. Does it look like he's got pants wedgies?
Where did you find this shithole?
I don't know. It's like no one's been in there for a million years.
Yeah.
Is that a lizard on the table? Or is it like a fake lizard? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it was a carcass.
It looked kind of gross. That's some mean weaponry there.
Yeah.
What the fuck is with his ugly clothes? Oh, look, he's pretending he knows how to do karate.
And now he's pretending he knows how to use a gun.
He'd know how to use it if it was a Louis Vuitton gun bag.
Yeah.
I just ruined that joke because I can't fucking pronounce anything. Damn it. You know,
yeah, I love how he just unloaded an entire clip into a window.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Yeah, because, you know, you're not trying to save ammo to kill bad guys.
Well, yeah, I love how in movies like this, they just waste ammo and it's never-ending. Like, they're not like, oh my god, I gotta reload. No, I have never-ending supply in every single kind of weapon I have, ever.
But I think it's this scene when he just goes, like, fucking trigger happy, and he unloads like 40 bullets from each gun. Never reloads. It's serious. It's like 30, 40 bullets. It's fucking nuts.
It's like Commando. How much shit does he use in that movie? He never reloads.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That was the logic before they actually realized, oh yeah, this doesn't make any sense. Badass Van Damme looks older than the Hollywood Van Damme. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe he just looks more rugged. I'm not sure. How can he not see somebody behind him? Or not notice there was anyone there?
Worst neck snap ever.
How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's Van Damme.
He defies all Palmer. Logic and reason. No smoking.
There are so many bright colors on this dock scene.
Yeah, it is, actually. Has he got some
sea the most 90s dock ever.
I'm not sure how, like, inconspicuous they're being, because it's kind of obvious that they're there.
Yeah, and the fact that badass Van Damme is, like, literally in the light. Like,
yeah.
Not even trying to hide.
I have no idea what they're actually meant to be doing.
Wasn't it like a shipment or something?
Some shit, I don't know. Maybe they're getting some more Louis Vuitton purses.
Yeah, that was it. It was actually, I believe it was a Coach shipment, and Van Damme wasn't going to have any of it. It was a bunch of Coach bags, so he wanted. He wanted to.
They were having a shipment on pink shorts, and he wanted them all to himself. And some spandex for his ballet classes.
And some silk underwear.
Some silk underwear. And a bolt. And bison. True story, Van Damme did actually used to do ballet.
Yep.
And guess what? So did I.
Yeah, but it's more awkward with Van Damme.
Yeah, but apparently learning things like ballet actually helps with your martial arts because you become more flexible. There you go.
Yep. Could not see him.
Yeah, he's so well hidden. Bang! And you know what else about martial arts is that those sort of kicks aren't as realistic as if you're kicking someone lower. Whereas you do more damage.
Way to go. Way to fuck up.
Front row. Oh, look, upside down shooting.
Yeah, I love how the guy was literally aiming right for him. Probably has experience shooting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Upside down.
Bad guys are so ridiculously dumb. There's like so many of them, but they go one at a time.
Like a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
They should have made a double impact game. It would have been terrible.
They would have made it like Double Dragon, where you play as like both Van Dams.
No, it would have been like the Punisher game on the Genesis, the Punisher arcade game.
I don't know if I've played that one.
You'll have to play it. Because you get guns.
Yeah. I do remember a Punisher game, I just don't remember playing it. How the fuck? This is so unrealistic.
Look, here it is. Like 40 fucking bullets fired.
Yeah. No, that you need to reload, buddy. I mean, I don't really think it was up until maybe 15 years ago they started to realize, oh shit, ammo isn't never ending. We do need to reload.
Yeah.
Because I think in movies, even like Face Off, they didn't really reload.
Well, it's John Woo. You're not allowed to.
No, he doesn't give a shit.
Right.
And what happened when Van Damme teamed up with John Woo? We got Hard Target.
God, all of his movies are innuendos.
Do you have a Hard Target in your pants?
Oh boy. Oh, there. Yep, way to go, Uncle Frank. Way to show up late to the party.
I see another Van Damme movie. Sudden Impact you could take as an innuendo.
True.
I don't even want to say what Bloodsport could be. I think I just threw out in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, that'll happen. This podcast sponsored by throwing up in your own mouth.
I should think before I talk sometimes. Explosions. Yep. This movie has all the action movie cliches. Love it.
The slow-mo kicks and everything.
Yeah. Bad fucking screen work. Both of Van Damme's are like glowing. You've got explosions, never-ending ammo, slow-mo shots. It's all there.
I don't know why, but this chick just bothers me. She's a whiny bitch.
Maybe he should have roundhouse kicked her in the face.
Probably should have.
I know I would have. And apparently she needs to spread her mouth really wide to take anything from Van Damme. That was an awkward kiss.
That was very awkward.
That was gross.
I
You'd think by that he would have a 10-inch cock in his mouth.
It's like the alien.
it's just there. Why else does she need to, like, pretty much swallow his head to kiss him? That's gross. Isn't that the dude, Nigel?
Yeah.
Nigel.
Ow. Don't help me.
That's such like an English name.
It is. Tranny's looking hot though.
Ew.
What?
I don't think so.
Just paper bag it. Or the lights off. He'll probably die though.
Look at those arms.
Yeah. It's like every move that she does, she needs to like flex.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing me a little bit. Glad he's dressed in a tux to make this delivery. Oh look, there's your man with his weird hair.
Cognac.
Yeah, why doesn't he have like a messed up face? Maybe it's because he wasn't who he said he was.
He's like Wolverine.
Wolverine. Ugh, I can't look at that woman.
Why not?
Because I want to vomit. She just freaks me out. She looks like she could be like a really buffed up female wrestler or something.
God, Nigel's hideous too.
He's a pompous ass. I love how in all these movies, the women, like the background women, are all the biggest sluts ever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what all women are like. They're complete whores.
I like how we needed that shot where Frank pulled out the detonator. Like,
oh, yeah, because he doesn't know he's got it.
Right, like, oh yeah, I changed the plan. It's not cognac, it's dynamite.
Yeah, it's like, well, look. What's wrong with that guy? Oh. That's what's wrong with that guy. Ew, I think I just saw a dick on the chick. Yeah, that's a man. That's freaking me out.
Yeah, hey ladies.
See, all every woman's a whore. What the fuck is going on in this house?
The box of cognac. Your mom's throwing around boxes of cognac.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe we're running a whorehouse in the other room. Oh look, it's a James Bond reference to thingy, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously? What the fuck is with all this noise in this place?
I don't know.
Next commentary, I'm kicking everyone out of the entire street. I love how it's He hasn't really moved because he's still in the same bloody room as before. What sort of a dumb plan is this?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, look, I'm stupid.
Is he Australian or English, that guy?
I don't know.
That sounds weird. Like, if someone's meant to be Australian in a movie, they overdo the accent really bad. But then sometimes they do that for British as well, so it's hard to tell. Because they think they sound alike, when we don't sound anything alike.
Yeah, no, they really don't. It's push-up time.
He just lands on the floor like 5 minutes before the explosion.
I like how they have no, like, a complete disregard for innocent people. Like,
I know.
They just blow up whatever the fuck they want.
Who gives a shit about collateral damage?
No, not the Johnny Red.
Empty the bottle first, damn it. Ow, that looked like it would have hurt. Where'd he get a toothpick from suddenly? He didn't have one in his mouth before.
No, he didn't.
And I don't know how that kick landed because he didn't touch him.
It was a sonic boom.
Sonic boom!
God, his hand would be like cut up like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it so would. This is why there's specific like action martial arts movies that I really like, because they're a little more realistic in their violence.
Yeah.
Like,
well, somewhat.
Well, example, there's some where they probably really are hitting each other. There is impact made.
Probably.
And if they try and cut up, like, these bottles, yeah, they're going to cut their own hands because that's what would happen.
Well, no, and he just crushes the rocks glass with his hand. Like,
and how come that explosion was, like, 10 times bigger than the other one?
Yeah.
Whatever. Somebody misjudged their C4. Look, a double-decker bus. Oh, look, it's a weird ugly woman. Man, he's ugly tranny woman. Man.
Of sideburns.
Was there a missing, like, rape scene between those two ladies?
I don't know.
Oh, look, she's, like, fucking her ass. Look. Ew. This is very disturbing.
I believe there would be a sexual harassment lawsuit somewhere in there.
I think so. What is she wearing?
She's wearing hot leather pants.
Yeah, so Marcy just threw up in her lap.
Was that the sound of the throw up hitting your lap?
Yeah.
That loud.
Seriously, next fucking commentary, I'm emptying the street.
I'm trying to chop wood.
You can't do it like Arnie does in Commando.
Yeah, he carries around a whole fucking tree. Which he probably just uprooted with his hand.
Knowing Arnold, he would have. Again,
I like how they have all those little, like, chickens just hanging there, like, not...
They're not, like, in the fridge or anything. Because that's going to be so healthy to eat, you're not going to get food poisoning at all.
Right. Yeah, let's cook some salmonella pasta.
Yes, I'll remember if I ever go to Van Damme's not to eat any of his food.
No, you have to go to Christopher Walken's house to eat a chicken. You ever seen that video? YouTube it.
Okay. That's why I was confused.
A chicken, and it's like, it's a 5-minute video of Christopher Walken literally just showing you how to cook a chicken.
Oh, okay. Sounds epic.
Fucking awesome.
I can just imagine.
when Van Damme cooks a chicken, he just kicks it so hard it ignites.
He could feed that to his enemies because they would just die of fucking food poisoning. Oh, these ugly jackets. Mm-hmm. Although he kind of like follows suit with the bad wardrobe, because in Kickboxer he wears some shocking pants.
He has a bad wardrobe in Street Fighter.
He has a bad everything in Street Fighter.
True.
I think the Jackie Chan thing where he, I think all the Street Fighter characters come out and Jackie Chan ends up being Chun-Li or something, that's more convincing than the Street Fighter movie.
True.
Although that Street Fighter movie looks like a good movie compared to the other piece of shit they made. Again with the fucking background noise. I'm confused as to which brother's which now, because they just... I don't know. Okay.
Oh, the lean.
He's, Alright, so... They're looking at files with that ugly lady?
With the blonde ugly lady?
Yeah.
I don't think she's that ugly.
Well, she freaks me out. She's 80s lady.
Alright.
I'll let our audience know we did have a bit of a technical issue, so we're trying to get back into the swing of things with this commentary.
Yeah,
little hitch. A little bit of plan. Alright, fucking penis lady's back.
Oh yeah, busting in. His right hand man is such a fucking idiot.
I'm pretty sure everyone in this movie is a bit of a fucking idiot. Have they just worked out that there's two brothers?
Yeah.
How dumb. Like, they knew that they were twins, right? Like, they knew who Alex was. They were, like, doing business with him. Like, they never imagined, like, there was the other brother would ever show up. Please.
What? I don't know. Would you expect a twin brother to show up?
But the bad guys knew they were twins, so they would expect it one day. And they knew the other guy took off with him. That's just ignorance if they don't think that.
Van Damme kicked at the door.
That's how he opens all doors. He just kicks them.
Yeah. Even doors that only open one way.
How did they avoid the chickens?
He's like, oh shit, I could have eaten all those. Could have hung out the pups too.
He's gonna go back for them later. Oh, what a waste of a good fish tank. How did that... Oh, he had spikes on his shoe. What do you call them?
What?
You know how you got the things at the back of your boots?
The spurs?
Spurs, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
I love how they just, like, completely overkilled that guy, like...
I know.
They cut his throat and then... like, caved in his fucking chest.
Yeah. That's what I was confused. I'm like, how, if he kicked his neck, how is it, like, cut open? But I remember he had spurs on his boots.
At least this chase scene's better than the one in, is it Bloodsport?
The one where Forrest Whitaker and the other guy's chasing him around Hong Kong.
Yeah. Yeah, and they, the cheesy 80s music. And,
yeah.
He's just smiling like a fucking idiot the entire time he's being chased.
This fucking woman's legs are more thick. Like, the thickness of this chick, the man chick's legs, is probably thicker than my entire body.
And her boobs are just all over the place.
Oh, they'd be fake.
She's like the Captain America of women.
She does look unnatural. Although all the steroids might have shrunk her penis.
Yeah.
Might have been on purpose, so you couldn't tell.
She eats her steaks raw.
Yeah, I think
you're telling your Trump just fucking holding her, you idiot.
Yeah. This is a little better choreographed than some of the other shit in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, like, the need to choreograph these things.
Yeah. How would you tell which boat is yours and they all look the fucking same?
I'm gonna go on my boat.
They all look like the same piece of shit wooden garbage.
I know, they all look exactly the same. Unless he's just stealing a boat, but I don't think that's the case. Why is he dancing as he's trying to stand still? He just spits out his cigar. Oh, look, they actually have a helicopter just waiting for them. Makes sense to me. Not.
Well, duh.
And look, they can't even put the stickers on properly. They're, like, all wrinkled.
The stickers?
On the helicopter, like, their company logo or whatever the fuck it's meant to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's all, like, wrinkled and not put on properly.
Yeah, this part I love. They're searching for the ship. Every one of them looks the fucking same.
I don't get this movie at all. I don't think I've ever really realized how much sense this movie just does not make.
No, it makes none.
That's the beauty of a Van Damme movie.
Yeah, well, for no reason, she's naked.
Yeah, you know. How does that work? At least she looks better with her hair down.
Just starts pounding shit.
I bet she had a double impact with both Van Dammes.
Yeah, she probably did.
Oh my god, what's happening now? It's making me seasick. In the helicopter. Motion sick, maybe? The way it's shot is terrible.
Yeah.
It's really not good at all. Oh, look, we're going to spy on them and be in a helicopter and hope they don't notice. That don't make no sense, movie. Although I think this movie makes sense than some of the other movies that I tend to watch on a regular basis.
Van Damme's getting all hot and bothered.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's not humping the steering wheel. Okay, her boobs look incredibly fake.
And great.
Fake boobs aren't great boobs.
Well, not all of them.
No, none of them. Because just knowing they're fake takes away everything. That's just my opinion. That's just like my opinion, man.
So is this like one of those things where like both twins can think the same thing and like...
I don't know. This is just wrong.
It's a very...
Ew.
Snot rockets all over his
That's house. Just gross. What the fuck? Does he know? I don't know what kind of sex this is, but I think they're doing it wrong.
But they're not having sex, though. It's like a fantasy.
It's weird. It doesn't look right. It's just an excuse to show boobs and Van Damme naked.
Yeah.
They've got like a wind blowing machine and everything.
And very, very weird lighting. Very 90s lighting.
I'm going to remember that the next time I go do that. I'm going to make sure I have a big fan to blow my hair and really bad lighting. And make sure there's a bit of Van Damme ass in there. I don't know how, but that's what's going to be like. This is terrible. This is like one of the worst shot fucking scenes.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for it. Okay, now that that fantasy is over, it's not quite over yet.
So they're both thinking about it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And, oh my god, her boobs don't move.
He's just pounding Johnny Red like it's fucking James to me.
So they're having a sex fantasy, yet the brother's getting all angry and we don't know why exactly.
I think because he thinks that he drove all the way across the harbor. Clearly it only takes like 20 minutes to get there. I think he's just thinking that they like fuck like rabbits.
They apparently don't know how to fuck.
No.
If you've seen The Room, Tommy Wiseau fucks the chick's belly button. There is no possible way he's fucking anything else because that's the angle he's on.
That's weird.
It is weird. I don't know how you can mistake a vagina for a belly button, but apparently he does. He can't even walk down the stairs because he's destroyed the place. You know, they could solve this whole problem by just banging her together.
Yeah, I mean, really give Double Impact its name.
I mean, that'd be fine. They wouldn't have to worry about anything. Mr. Steel Gondolier. Sorry. Sorry, she just got slapped like the bitch she is.
Right.
I really don't like this woman. Obviously.
You what?
I said I clearly don't like this woman at all.
Yeah.
I think Van Damme's had better love interests. Yes, he's his brother, but he hasn't known him for 25 years. Why does he care?
Right. Yeah, Alex kills people.
Obviously. Mr. Silk Underwear just can't hold a fight to save his life.
How is it that he is so shit-faced? Like, he slammed about, like, 3/4 of a bottle of Johnny Red. And he's still coordinated enough to block punches, kicks, and...
It's called drunk boxing. If you watch The Legend of Drunken Master, you'll understand how it works.
No, I know. Drinking makes Jackie Chan invincible.
It does.
God mode is activated.
I'm also invincible when I drink. This is the worst fight ever. I'm just going to get my gun out to stop them fighting. Wait, what?
God, why didn't this get nominated for some sort of acting?
A Razzie for a worst performance by an actor?
Fuck it.
I love it when he swears, fuck him. I'm out of here. Ow. What do you mean, out of here? He's leaving? Where the fuck do you think he's going?
Yeah.
He's gonna swim to Los Angeles. Isn't this a bit of an overreaction? Slightly?
A little bit.
Like, just a little bit? Now he's all in pain and hurting.
Yeah, that's the part of, that's the drunk, you know.
Yeah.
That's your denial and pain and remorse.
Yeah. You're just like, ugh, I hate my life.
Worst cry ever.
Oh, I think I could show you some pretty bad crying. What the fuck is this now? Here we go again. And with the inconspicuous I'm helicopter.
I'm good to go.
And who are these people and where did they come from? Does this make any sense, or is it just me that I wasn't paying attention?
No, it makes no sense, because the lady, the chick, I thought, had no fucking idea what was going on.
Hmm.
The man chick, like, she flew the helicopter over the place.
Hmm.
Said, let's go back.
And now they've hired, what, mercenaries or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
All of this, like, how much money is all of this operation, and how much money must that thing be worth in comparison? It's a bit silly.
No bolo.
Yeah, he takes shit from no one.
Yeah, he doesn't even say anything.
This looks like the same kind of beach that Joe Armstrong and Curtis Jackson fought the ninjas at. The ninja. In American Ninja 2. Seriously, American Ninja 1 and 2 future commentaries for sure.
Oh, yeah. So stay tuned, folks.
Yes.
Why does he even carry that fucking cane? He clearly doesn't need it.
It's there for show.
That's fuck you ever.
How
really emphasize
how fuck. Big are Bolo's arms? Like, seriously, he has massive arms. Jesus.
They're bigger than her boobs.
Her big fake titties.
Yeah. Big fake 80s boobs.
Yeah. That don't move.
No. Drop that sucker.
See, one man armies or two man armies in this case always win out over a big army, because a big army is apparently incredibly stupid. Even right. With guns.
God, Van Damme is like the slowest martial artist ever.
Mm. He's shooting down, yet it's hitting the guy up in his upper body. That makes no sense.
Well, he's using magic bullets that go upward.
Yeah. It's like that movie Wanted, how they can just curve bullets because they're special.
Right.
You have magic bullet powers. I don't know, if I aim my gun downwards, it sure as hell doesn't shoot upwards.
It will if you turn the muzzle upward. Never mind.
I'm an expert at shooting things. I played a lot of Buck Hunter.
So how was Van Damme to know that he was actually going to not fall for it?
I don't know. Oh, look, I'm not going to use my gun. I'm going to use my hand-to-hand combat.
I'm going to use my gun foot, my gun kick.
Your weapons are no match for my fists of fury.
How many fucking outfits does this guy own?
I don't know. I can't believe this movie is rated R over here.
It's rated R here.
It's pretty tame for an R-rated movie.
Boobs.
Except for the boobs. Yeah.
And the blood and the fuck you!
Although, I'm sure this movie is more badass than The Expendables 2 is gonna be.
Oh, God. Thank you, Chuck Norris, for making it PG-13.
Yeah, because he's never made a movie that was R-rated in his life.
No.
Mm.
He sucks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to catch some shit for that. Well, you will, because it's on your site. So,
Yeah. I don't think anybody's on Chuck Norris's side anymore.
No.
Or Stallone's for agreeing to it, or the producers of that movie for agreeing to it.
Yeah.
And Terry Crews is, like, acting like a complete dickhead trying to defend everything, and he just makes no sense while doing it.
No, Terry Crews just needs to be, like, big, and that's it.
He shouldn't talk.
Carry that, like, yeah, carry that automatic shotgun or whatever the fuck that thing was in the first movie.
Now, what the hell's going on? Where are they? Are they on the golden ship or whatever the fuck it was called?
I think so.
I'm surprised, like, they're not raping this woman. Isn't that what they do? When you kidnap a woman, you just rape her?
I think they try to. But Van Damme smelled rape in the air and was immediately there.
Because he was missing out.
Yeah.
I don't know, the last couple of times I've watched this movie, I've fallen asleep. I was kind of half out of it when I watched it last time, so I don't remember any of this stuff, which is bad.
Well, luckily, we're almost done with this.
Yeah. Because this
movie's
awesome.
Fuck you. Love it.
I love it when a dude slaps another dude. It's just such a dick move. He didn't slap like a bitch. Oh yes, the leg neck snap, because that totally works.
Worked in, well, this movie.
It worked in Mortal Kombat.
Another reference.
So steamy. It reminds me of Commando.
But awesome steam. Bennett.
Bennett. Yes, Bennett and his mesh.
Yep.
Tank top and Australian accent. That's exaggerated.
Better than Jean-Claude Van Damme's accent, which is natural.
Yeah. He doesn't even try. I don't think he had any kind of, like, coach to help him talk in Street Fighter, because that is the worst accent.
Yeah. He's, like, the most un-American American.
Mm. That logic just makes no sense. Shouldn't he have accepted Johnny Cage? At least, like, it was based on him.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, he was offered the role. He turned it down because of Street Fighter.
Yeah, he probably should have turned both of them down, though, to be fair.
I wouldn't change a thing about Mortal Kombat, though.
Yeah, no, I actually quite enjoy that. It's a guilty pleasure.
It's the best guilty pleasure. I still stand by it's one of the best video game adaptations ever made.
That and Silent Hill.
I don't mind Silent Hill, but I get shit for liking it, which is kind of mean.
Yeah, well, they can suck it.
I can't even think of any other ones that are, like, decent.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head. It's always Mortal Kombat.
I always kind of like the this fight. Like, I mean, the fight had started yet, but the kicking guy. I don't know why I always enjoyed that fight.
How do they know? They can't see that he shot him. Or had the gun at him. They're, like, nowhere near him.
Like, well, yeah, but...
They can hear it, but how do you know that that's really happening? Because he could be bullshitting.
Well, but he was quiet, remember?
No, I don't know. This movie is just making no sense, and me being zonked out and in pain isn't helping.
I need to be drunk for this.
I wish I was drunk right now.
Instead of drinking green tea, ginger ale, and eating tuna fish and cheese and crackers.
And I haven't had anything to eat.
It's another Van Damme, trademark is the fact that he has to scream.
No! Although I think every no sounds fine compared to the no in fucking Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Don't even. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
I just vomited again. I think I'm going to invest in some spurs for my shoes just in case I need them.
You should.
Yeah. I'd just be even more of a badass.
Then you can disappear into the shadows and kick people in the arms.
I'm so going to do that. I think that we're trying to be, like, really artistic for this or something. I don't know. It's a very weird visual.
Yeah, I always got very confused by this scene because it's like, while I actually kind of enjoy it, it's like, where is the light coming from?
Yeah.
Why is it just on one area? And how did it disappear into the shadows without fucking tripping over something? And there's natural light. Somehow.
And it's still blue, though.
There it is. There's blue light.
It's so weird. Donkey Kong's there because he just fell over a barrel. Uh-oh, time to fight Bolo. Look at the size of this man. My God, he's huge. He could be Donkey Kong. Look at him.
He probably he kind of looks like him, too.
Van Damme needs a hammer.
Oh,
that would break your fucking leg doing that.
Seriously. I remember the trailers, like, emphasized that kick.
Yeah.
Like, to the barrel. Oh, it's double the Van damage. It was like him kicking the barrel. It's like...
Alright. Oops, shirt comes off.
Yeah, of course.
I'm surprised he doesn't have this end fight without his clothes on.
Yep, you just pissed Bolo off. You kicked him in the face.
I don't know. Could you believe that Van Damme could beat Bolo Young? Because I really can't.
No, but notice how Van Damme, in every single movie, or at least every meeting with Bolo Young, because doesn't he kill him, like, three different times?
Oh, I don't remember.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Bolo Young in general. Like, every time he gets killed, it's always by, like, a jumping kick.
I would not, like, want to attempt to fight Bolo. I wouldn't even want to fight him now, and he's like in his 70s.
Yeah, and he's probably still able to kill a man with his face.
I mean, when he shot this movie, he was like in his 50s. He was 50 in Bloodsport, if you can believe that.
He was 50 in Bloodsport?
He was 50 in Bloodsport. And the man, like, barely aged between doing Enter the Dragon and Bloodsport.
He barely aged from Enter the Dragon to this.
Well, he does look a bit older, but I think he has to. But fucking hell, look at the man.
You want to do him, don't you?
Yeah, totally. Because he looks kind of like Donkey Kong. I don't know why that's doing it for me. I'm a little disturbed by this fact.
Oh, Van Damme and his 5.5 foot hop.
Although Van Damme's not very tall.
Love you screams.
No!
Yep, see? He is spinning jump kicks. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to defeat Bolo Young.
Yeah.
You can shoot him in the face twice and he still will not die. But his spinning jump kicks.
And electrocution. The worst reaction shot to getting electrocuted ever. I think Frank Grimes on The Simpsons was more convincing at getting electrocuted. Look at that slow-mo as he's... God, this is so bad.
All choppy. Like, it's so dramatic.
I know, it's insane. But really, this is an incredibly entertaining movie for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd be watching this movie for like another 10 years.
But the power.
Because I watched it, I think the last time I saw it was like 4 years ago, so.
The power of Marcy has made you watch it again.
Yeah, here we go. Touchy, touchy.
This is why this movie's on here for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, this romantic scene right here.
Yeah. What the? Oh, God.
He, like, stares him down as he goes down.
This is just wrong.
Her cock is penetrating the back of his head.
It is. It's fucking disturbing as fuck. It's so disturbing.
How's she laying?
I don't know. This thing freaks me out.
All the cuts all over him. Where did he get all those from? How did he get cut that much?
I don't think so. We saw him get cut once. I think she's got penis envy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, grab that Van Damage.
God. They have every opportunity to shoot them and they don't.
Right.
It makes no fucking sense at all. This movie.
God, this is terrible.
Yeah,
just shooting it. He doesn't even know what he's shooting. He's just shooting.
He's just shooting, and it's like, no, this is not how you do that.
That would not kill you instantly.
None of the things they do in this movie, I think, would do any harm to anybody.
No. Yeah!
I'm pretty sure they're all idiots.
Oh, hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah, I should have put my fan on for that.
I have British hair. I have British hair. Tea and crumpets.
Do you want some tea and crumpets?
God, he's like barely, he's not even running.
He has a pretty bad, like, run. It doesn't look realistic the way either of them are running.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure I look like a goober when I'm running.
Why do you gotta tag? Why does she have to tag along? Just fucking leave her with Frank.
Maybe Frank wants a piece of the action.
Yeah, maybe you'll start having fantasies about Frank banging her. There'll be tons of wind blowing steam.
Yeah.
He fucks her with a steam gun. Oh, God. Why did I just say that?
Why did you just say that?
Now I gotta watch my mouth.
I think one thing's clear. We're both as disgusting as each other.
True.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
This crime lord is a fucking genius. Like, hey, I'm just going to go to the highest spot I can climb to. He'll never catch me.
And just hope for the best.
Yeah.
None of this makes any sense.
He's got a gun. Why couldn't he just shoot him before? Like, when, you know, they had nowhere to go.
Your guns are no match for his power of Van Damage.
He would probably kick the bullet and it would reflect back.
He could be like Neo in the Matrix. Just stop bullets.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep climbing because you won't kill me or throw me from the fucking top.
This is, yeah. I mean, the setup, like, this where they are, it's like a cool sort of location, but I don't think they're, like, utilizing it too well, and there's too much green screen right now.
Yeah.
Too much of a pussy to actually hang from it, Van Damme.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he claims that he won't do fight scenes in America because no one will insure him because he'll hurt people. Yet he can't stand on that thing. I don't think so.
Right.
I don't know, supposedly he really hits the stuntmen just to show them who's boss.
Sure.
Why didn't they fucking duck that?
Yeah, why didn't they just roll under it?
Oh, she was going to and he picked her up. What the fuck? They could have had their Indiana Jones moment, but no.
Yeah, put her in there last second so she'll probably lose an arm by freaking out.
There's so many ways to get past that. There's like a big piece of room right there. They needed a dramatic slow-mo into the water. I think this whole like end sequence was dragged out a bit much.
I think so.
Oh, look, his cane. It's actually a sword. Sort of. A sword of sword.
Ah, so this is where you got all the cuts from.
He's not even like, he's too scared to hit him with it.
He could have easily just killed him.
I know, you could have like easily cut his fucking head off, but no.
His hand would not look like that. His hand would be like a mangled mess of garbage.
It would probably not even... It would have broken off.
It probably would have. It probably would have did a, like a Terminator 2 and just... Yeah,
yeah, exactly. See, James Cameron thinks of what is logical in that situation with a cybernetic...
So what do you think? Do you think Terminator 2 ripped this movie off? Like, it came out the following year.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe he saw it and got that idea.
James Cameron was a huge fan of Total Impact.
Makes sense to me. He saw this movie and he's like, I'm going to make something way better than that.
Right.
That's actually a commentary I'd really like to do for a really legitimate good movie is Terminator 2.
Yeah.
The director's cut. Because I don't like the theatrical cut.
Yeah, director's cut is the shit.
It is. That's the cut we've always had in Australia. I'd never seen the theatrical cut till I got the DVDs. And I was like, what the fuck is this movie? This isn't Terminator 2. It's going to get crushed. Take that, Nigel.
Great, so now how's the girl going to get out?
Can't she just get squashed? Clearly, I cannot.
I don't know.
This is just ridiculously bad.
Yeah, how couldn't you hang on?
Oh, wait, there's the chick. Most over-exaggeration of doing that ever.
Yeah.
And Van Damme can say, we can all go home.
We can all go home.
Who wants to go home? At least this, like, split screen looks decent.
Yeah.
So then who gets to go? What I want to know is,
how did it take them so long to get there and him so, like, short time to get there?
Oh, look, he's not dead.
He's drunk.
He looks drunk. Look, Van Damme's coming onto himself. Yeah. That's how it ends. Look at him doing that. Oh my god, listen to this music.
But you gotta have the machine gun.
I can't believe the last frame of this movie is. Look how ridiculous.
And Jeffrey Lewis is just wandering around. That's just him on set, and they just decided to film him.
They just added it in.
They weren't even shooting the scene. They were like, what?
He just showed up drunk, and then Van Damme went.
God.
Some guy's name is Dickie Beer in the credits.
Climax Club, boy.
Dickie Beer.
Son who mauled and oh, what?
Fight choreography, Van Damme. Huh?
There was an actor or an extra or whatever, Thug Who Mauls Danielle.
I'm still trying to get over the name Dickie Beer. Think about it. His name is Dickie and his last name is Beer.
Yeah.
Like, how insane is that name? Makeup by Zoltan. Alrighty. Just gonna fist pump to this music.
Fuck yeah. Red Lucky.
I just got to keep doing that Van Damme freeze frame on camera for you.
Well.
That was our movie, folks.
I don't have to watch this movie for 20 years.
Yeah, we won't be watching it again for a while. I think it has been made all that much better by our commentary track, which should be included on future releases of this movie. I'm sending it in.
I don't think anyone's going to want to watch it, though.
You can just listen to us trash the movie. I'll have to try and make a best of, like, compilation of our commentary to the scenes. That would work. I'm not going to try to pronounce any of these names. I feel like I'm being racist if I do.
I like Gary Fung, Joe Chan, and then you've got, like, all these other... John Chan, Hao Chung.
Yeah, some have, like, English names out of nowhere.
I'm probably, like, offending a lot. Milo is the nurse, by the way. Milo. I'm probably offending quite a few of our listeners.
Probably, but we always offend people. It's nothing new on Super Podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing as bad as, like, I'm not going to have to beep anything out, so I think we're fine.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
People can deal with it.
Yeah. This is a long fucking credit sequence.
Yeah.
Like, all these people made this movie. How does that work?
Do what?
I said, how were all these people a part of making this movie?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I think they're, like, it's all the extras that were in, like, the nightclub scenes and all that, and they just, like, assigned them. They're like, you're also, we're just going to credit you for this.
Yeah, and then everybody that had to do the lighting for that really weird fantasy sex scene.
Oh, God.
My eyes have been soiled from that scene. That was fucked up.
I want to get this soundtrack.
I'll send it to you, even though I don't have it.
It's all by Gen. The whole soundtrack is by Gen.
You know what soundtrack I like to a Van Damme movie? Bloodsport, because it's so 80s.
Okay. Yeah, this is very, very 90s.
How come there's a special thanks to Frank Duke Samurai Connection?
What's that?
There's a special thanks to Frank Frank Dukes, the guy that Bloodsport was based on. There's a special thanks to him and his connection. And, like, now him and Van Damme are, like, mortal enemies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that's the end of our movie and commentary.
Thank you for listening to me this far.
Yes, thanks to our listeners. I'm sure you highly enjoyed our shenanigans. I enjoyed our shenanigans. So until next time. Enjoy the first commentary for a Van Damme movie. I'm sure there'll be many more. And thanks to Sean for putting up with me for the commentary.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I think you enjoyed it because I didn't have any pants on.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, yeah, I can never wrap up a podcast, so I'll just say, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you for the next one. See you later, alligator.
Bye.